HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
So digitization has been a recurring theme over the last year. It has been a big thing for the past few years, but in 2020, with everybody sitting at home, there's just much more data flowing in. And for most C-suite executives, they are currently trying to get a coherent idea of all of this data that they're getting. Because when you look at data at silos, you do not make the best of it. The best way to get the best insights is by getting a 360-degree view of your customers, supply chain partners, and so on. But don't let me tell you about that. I have somebody with me who is much better equipped to talk about this. He's Mr. Ashish Ray. He's the VP Product Management at Oracle Corporation, and he will share with us the need for data consolidation. Ashish is the global lead for the team that manages Oracle's database product and cloud service portfolio, chiefly Oracle's Autonomous Database, Database Cloud Services, and Oracle Exadata, among others. Hi, Ashish. Welcome to TechCetra.
It's my pleasure, Prasid. Thank you for having me.
Welcome, Ashish. I'm going to quickly get to the questions because I know you're here from California and I do not want to take up too much of your time. So, as a global leader of data management strategies for a technology giant like Oracle, how do you perceive the shift that has happened over 2020 in work culture and hence the overall thrust in cloud adoption?
That's a great starting question. What we have seen in the last several months is this notion of work anywhere, operate anywhere, getting mainstream adoption. Not just in tech companies, but other businesses too. This means that we will see an extremely rapid pace of digital business acceleration and transformation across all industries. Companies now have to blend virtual and physical experiences across their employees, across their customers, partners, and all other stakeholders. And they have to introduce automation at every level to extract even more business efficiencies compared to what they can do today. If you think about a global operation that is based on a distributed and agile cloud platform, that is also absolutely essential to enable this shift in the work culture.
So all of this must be new for CIOs as well, right? And given that Oracle works with some of the biggest global organizations, can you share with us some of your experiences of dealing with CIOs and how they have reacted to all of this?
Yes, Prasid, that has been fascinating. Look, with tech, the pace of innovation and pace of change have always been there. But now what is happening is this notion of, okay, a massive change at a macro level can happen anytime. And as a business, am I well prepared to deal with it? For example, am I prepared to deal with the fact that there may not be adequate personnel in my data center or on my manufacturing floor? Or if I am a utility company at my control center. So what I consistently hear from CIOs these days is this notion of ubiquitous automation. Do my business and IT processes have sufficient self-driving or autonomous capabilities built in them so that they can execute reliably, securely, and scalably without any manual intervention? From a data management perspective, it means, do I have a secure, reliable, and always available access to my information and knowledge repositories from anywhere in the world so that I can make expedient and yet judicious business decisions despite the macro uncertainties? Naturally, this is also when the need for an efficient cloud-based data management strategy comes up. In my interactions with CIOs from global organizations, I find out that CIOs are increasingly realizing that data access cannot be encumbered by hardware restrictions. And they are looking now at cloud-based hyper-automation to drive this digital acceleration that we just talked about.
So it's all about data management, right? And we have, again, this is data management is a subject that we have discussed in the past. But from your vantage point, do you see the need for a more consolidated data management strategy given what has happened over 2020?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Fragmented data silos won't work at all now. As I mentioned previously, business executives today cannot afford to have data friction impede dynamic data access. Okay, what do I mean by data friction? I mean the cost in terms of time and complexity that you may incur when you try to get a holistic view of your data so that you can make the right business decisions relatively quickly. There are two aspects to a consolidated data management strategy. One, from an IT sprawl perspective, this means whether you are able to consolidate your servers or storage or network into a small number of extremely well-engineered platforms. By well-engineered, I mean not only highly scalable, reliable, available, performant, and secure. Yes, yes, these attributes are given. But a well-engineered platform also has to be architected such that it is highly optimized for data management workloads, such that it can drive efficiencies end-to-end and make the whole greater than the sum of the parts. Secondly, when you look specifically into data management, you need a converged data management strategy that offers a unified data tier, both from a data model perspective. By data model, I mean relational, JSON, document, spatial, graph data. And also from a workload perspective, example, real-time OLTP, real-time analytics, in-memory processing, embedded AI, ML. This contrasts from a strategy that you may see elsewhere of setting up special purpose databases aimed at specific data model or a specific workload. That could lead to problems such as data fragmentation, too many copies of the data, maintenance and management overhead, etc. So instead, if you focus on a converged data management strategy, it means that you are setting up common lifecycle operations, standardized HA strategies, unified security models, data consistency throughout, increased developer productivity, etc. So Prasid, like in today's dynamic transformative era, that's what you talked about and that's how you started the podcast, really a consolidated data management strategy allows global business to add new capabilities and make progress at a very rapid pace. And that is why we are finding that this strategy continues to be embraced by all our global customers, especially for their mission-critical and business-critical workloads.
Great. Can you talk a little bit about Exadata, what it is, how does Exadata Cloud at customer optimize database performance? How does it reduce operational costs for companies?
Yes, definitely. I'm very passionate about this subject. So first of all, a very quick review of Exadata. As you may know, we have engineered the Exadata database machine architecture to deliver the best performance, cost effectiveness, and availability for Oracle databases. It features highly scale-out, high-performance database and storage servers, along with state-of-the-art PCIe flash, persistent memory, and a high-bandwidth, low-latency network fabric that connects all servers and storage. And net-net, it enables high-performance data access protocols such as RDMA or remote direct memory access. Exadata as a platform has been adopted over the last 12-plus years by numerous global businesses, including businesses in India, for their mission-critical and business-critical workloads. Within our group, we did a fun exercise and we looked at the Fortune Global 100 companies and we could find 87 of them. So really, it is 87%. 87 of the Fortune Global 100 companies run Exadata. So with Exadata Cloud at Customer, what we have done is we took this rock-solid Oracle database and Exadata platform and we built a software layer on top of it through Exadata Cloud at Customer, such that it adds the ease, simplicity, and flexibility that powers the entire Oracle Cloud. With Exadata Cloud at Customer, you can now deploy your Oracle databases on the Exadata platform in your data centers behind your firewall in a simple pay-as-you-go subscription model. So this means that you are paying only for the compute power you need, which is especially important if you are in a business where demand goes up and down, for example, at the end of every quarter or in a holiday period. Oracle Cloud Experts manage the Exadata infrastructure while you still retain control of your databases. By the way, you run the same familiar Oracle database on Exadata Cloud.Customer. This means that if you're thinking of any of your existing applications, they can be quickly migrated to a cloud model without changes. And you can manage the database service through a simple cloud-based automation. And this could be web-driven, this could be API-driven, providing you as a rapid elasticity to meet changing business demands. Net-net, what we have seen that with Exadata Cloud@Customer, human resources and IT administration costs are significantly reduced. And your IT staff now can focus on improving business value. In fact, we did a study with the premier market research company, IDC. And in that study, IDC determined that Exadata Cloud@Customer can lead up to 256% return on investment with 47% reduced TCO and 40% faster time to market. Now that's huge, Prasid.
That's indeed huge. And that's a pretty in-depth look into Exadata Cloud@Customer. But do you think you could share a case study that will be relevant to this discussion that will make it easier for us to understand?
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you asked. For example, we just announced a multi-year collaboration with Deutsche Bank, headquartered out of Germany. And as you know, Deutsche Bank is one of the world's largest financial services organizations. And this partnership is aimed to modernize the bank's database technology and accelerate its digital transformation. So as part of this collaboration, Deutsche Bank intends to upgrade its existing database systems and migrate the bulk of its Oracle database estate to Exadata Cloud@Customer. Why do they intend to do it? Because this provides a dedicated platform to support and scale the bank's existing mission-critical systems as well as services. And this includes applications such as trading, payments processing, risk and capital planning, regulatory reporting. So it's a combination of real-time workloads plus analytical workloads, all converged on this unified Exadata Cloud@Customer platform. Migrating its existing systems and doing the modernization this way, this enables Deutsche Bank to consolidate existing critical applications on a single platform, while at the same time, it can also comply with its data residency requirements and significantly reducing operational costs. Essentially, if you look at it, this strategy enables Deutsche Bank to drive data integration across its business. And why would they want to do it? So that they can streamline their operations and provide unified oversight of core service processes and implementations, and then easily develop and scale applications based on customer demand. So this summarizes and symbolizes the benefits customers are getting with Oracle Database, Oracle's cloud portfolio, as well as with Exadata Cloud@Customer.
Let me move to another Oracle product here, the Oracle Autonomous Database. What would you say is the proposition of the Oracle Autonomous Database as compared to other products on the market?
Great question, Prasid. Really, there's really no other solution in the market like the Autonomous Database. It is unique in numerous ways. For example, Autonomous Database makes the Oracle data management experience fully automated with a broad set of AI and ML-driven, self-driving, self-securing, and self-repairing capabilities. It is a cloud service that is still based on the highly reliable Exadata platform, and it is still available both in the Oracle Public Cloud and Cloud@Customer deployment models, but with sophisticated software integrated with Oracle Cloud, it completely automates the otherwise manual tasks to provision, to secure, to monitor, backup, recover, troubleshoot, tune, and scale Oracle databases. This significantly reduces database maintenance tasks, eliminating costs, and freeing scarce administrator resources to work on higher value workflow. You know, Prasid, earlier you asked me specific examples of customers adopting our technologies, the CIO thought process. One remarkable aspect of Autonomous Database is that our customers view this service as a way to transform the focus of their data administration personnel. You see, traditionally, database administrators or DBAs have managed low-level database maintenance tasks. With Autonomous Database, they can now focus on higher-value data engineering or business logic workflows. Customers have also told us that this service has significantly boosted their developer productivity because now their developers can leverage built-in low-code development framework using solutions such as Apex or rich document processing functionalities such as Autonomous JSON without worrying about the IT aspects of data management. In addition, we have customers such as that is based out of the US and enables a global scalable transportation network. We have customers whose data science teams are now leveraging Autonomous Database's built-in machine learning capabilities to experiment with data sets and run sophisticated data analytics to unlock deep value out of the data. If you look at all of these capabilities, Prasid, Autonomous Database is a radical rethinking of cloud-based data management, and it is completely unique in terms of the depth and breadth of its solution scope.
Great. And we spoke about the customer applications of Exadata, but I think it would be great to end by talking about how Oracle products have helped various organizations to scale. How have they been cost effective? How does it help organizations become more agile? If we can take some examples.
Yes, Prasid. I love giving examples. I love understanding or learning about all the use cases that our customers are going through and enjoying the benefits thereby as a process. In my experiences, interacting with global customers, really I see a trend emerging. And I call this the perfect trifecta. The Oracle database with converged data management capabilities, number one. The powerful Exadata infrastructure, number two. And Oracle's unique database cloud services, including Autonomous Databases, number three. So let's talk about specific or interesting use cases that I have come across. Consider, for example, one of our customers who's in the healthcare industry. What would be a typical scenario in such an industry vertical? A patient could arrive at one of their hospitals and the medical staff member at the counter will quickly check him in, matching with his existing medical record. Then the doctor sees him later, and then the doctor's medical dashboard provides an integrated view of the patient medical history, including medications, allergies, etc. The doctor then performs a thorough examination, and based on the findings, as well as maybe there are government guidelines, he leverages built-in AI data models to recommend the best course of treatment. And later in the evening, maybe the healthcare provider runs data analytics to determine how to improve patient service times, detect insurance frauds, or identify community-borne illnesses. Now, Prasid, this entire process flow that I described is enabled through converged data model characteristics. All the underlying data, this could be images such as MRIs, X-rays, this could be JSON documents such as insurance entitlements, lab results, billing records, etc. They're all consolidated into a unified Oracle database for expedient data access. Imagine instead if this data was lying around in multiple single-purpose data stores. That would lead to too much fragmentation and data integration inefficiencies, something that any healthcare provider just cannot afford to incur. I also have another terrific example of how business benefits can be amplified across multiple channels using our integrated technologies. So the past example was around healthcare. This one I could think of in financial services. So we have a major global financial company as a customer. They offer a popular credit card rewards program based on real-time Oracle databases deployed on accelerated systems around the world. Many different categories of credit cards are part of this. They could be travel, they could be airline, they could be cashback, warehouse club, etc. All these credit card transactions earn points in real time. So there you go, that's your real-time Oracle database, OLTP Oracle database. This customer then also maintains a larger rewards catalog warehouse that's also based on Oracle database with multiple third-party integrations. They leverage analytics and AI models built in this warehouse to provide various personalized offers to end users. All transaction data gets archived and processed in a separate warehouse, also deployed on Accelerator. You see a similar pattern developing, right? That warehouse is used for periodic promotional campaign and additional AI-related analytics, such as bonus point earning category, reminders if cards are not used for some period, travel and hospitality offers, etc. In addition, the same data source could be used by many BI reports for C-level executives to measure effectiveness of the program in real time and also to measure revenue analysis trends. So Prasid, I highlighted a couple of use cases. So with these examples, we see how businesses are leveraging our consolidated and converged data management solutions to run their global operations in a completely streamlined manner. What have we seen? We have seen that there is no data friction, the data access latency is minimal, and the application performance is blazingly fast. In addition, we are witnessing that with our customers adopting such modern cloud-based systems, they can transition their entire business process to our database cloud services with no changes and no downtime, while enhancing their business agility and improving their productivity.
Great. Thanks, Ashish, for sharing with us how adopting modern data management trends like database consolidation can help enterprises to scale and become cost effective. This becomes even more relevant now more than ever as businesses are looking at reinventing their core and working towards creating a resilient and relevant data management strategy. To learn how Oracle can help your organization with data management, please check out the Let's Talk section on Bring Your Data, Build Your Future page on Live Mint. Or you can email letstalk_in@oracle.com.
You're welcome, Prasid. And thank you for having me. It was my pleasure discussing these modern data management trends with you. Your questions were right on point.
This episode was sponsored by Oracle. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter @undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNTERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HTSmartCast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HT Smartcast.